Okay, I guess we're back here. And I did get to squeeze all that in there. And but what's interesting is I found a short clip here. If you want to get it ready there, Sam, it's only about 23 seconds. And I put it in the chat room. And it's called, let's see here. U.S. Navy ship encounters aggressive Russian aircraft in Baltic Sea. So you see how they spin it. And then the first comment after that, which I'll give you here, is kind of interesting. From 7 years ago, U.S. Navy ship 7,000 kilometers from USA, Russian Su-24s 70 kilometers from Russia. I see no problem with what the Russians did. So if you want to play that, Sam, you'll just hear them seeing it coming and one of the SUs flies by.
All right, look at the guy to port. Look at the left one. He is on the deck. On the deck, below the bridge wing.
Yeah, so I just thought it was interesting, just a little bit of the real sound effects there, and the notation that, you know, what would, and there were some other comments under that video, what would they do if they were that close off of California? Sure, it's international waters, right? Same thing on the East Coast. You know, America wouldn't put up with that. Be all kind of hell to pay. So, and then we have an article, and it's 2016. This is from Veterans Today. Their alternative foreign policy is what they call it now. Why is Gordon Duff's 2014 Keshi article number one on VT this week? So this was when the second time, like I was reading there from Sorcha Fall in 2016. And like I said, we barely heard from anywhere, from anybody, about the original event. But the U.S. kept trying to do it and get their wires fried every time. So, you know, that would pretty much put the bankers' wars out of business, wouldn't it? Because that's all they are. Well, that and mass blood sacrifice for Satan. Yeah. So, if anyone wants to call in at any time, feel free at 512-248-8252. And I'm going to talk about some child trafficking now. And as it turns out, Zelensky's wife's maiden name apparently was Zelenska. And I should say Beard, the first Beard, not the first lady, as we know all about his little activities. And they have, see the link here, they have adoption children, but it's trafficking. I'm looking in the wrong one. Okay, let's see here. Close the wrong window. Get it back open. So I think it's on South Front that they Southfront.press. And I'll put it in the chat room there. And which came from the Intel drop. And the South Front Press calls it monsters hiding under the guise of philanthropists. And this is how it always is. And from the original, the Intel drop, it's preying on children. Olena Zelenska Foundation involved in child trafficking schemes. The official website of the foundation in the name of the First Lady of Ukraine creates an effective image of a charity organization which sincerely cares for the citizens of Ukraine and supports them. A special emphasis is placed on the foundation's support and assistance to orphaned children and the evacuation of children from areas of Ukraine that pose an increased danger due to military operations. And we have links for all that. And, you know, I saw recently, too, all these horrible pictures of young women in childbearing age were the soldiers, and they were all found dead on the front lines of Ukraine. Yeah, we're caring a lot, right? Yeah, sure you are. You evil little demons. So we got Alan in Texas on line one. Come on board, Alan.
Yeah, Murr, you just stirred something in me because I believe you were the first one to actually bring this up to me. But, you know, the guy that was named Gordon Duff that used to be on Jeff Rentz like twice a month, you know, right. said, you know, Donald Trump, you know, we've done an investigation into why Jared Kushner is there behind his back, like Colonel Mandel House, you know, behind Wilson's back.
Right.
It's because, you know, his family bought him out of his last bankruptcy, you know. But, uh-huh. but you know, I think you were the first one to bring up to me that that's not his real name. He's not Gordon Duff. Because I saw him a couple of times on Press TV after RT America got dropped from the satellite system. I saw him. He came on as Richard Silverstein.
What? I don't know. Yeah. Here's what happened. Stu Webb was, you know, he was backing him when
Gordon Duff was Richard Silverstein.
Right. Well, here's what happened. He said, well, his name's Bob Foote. Foote. And when Duff heard this, he said, oh, I have about five aliases.
Yeah,
he just wants to be a Lord.
I saw him on Press TV as Richard Silverstein, and it was Gordon Duff because I'd seen him on RT come on as Gordon Duff. But you know, after he got dropped from Rents, after he stopped being on Rents, he came. I saw him on Press TV, and they had the name as Richard Silverstein.
That's crazy, isn't it? I wonder if he's related to Oliver Stone, whose real name is Silverstein. It's interesting that Oliver Stone, and he figures into this child trafficking stuff. Jesse Sirboter saw him.
Anyway, when you brought up Gordon Duff, because, you know, he's been kind of gone off the airwaves. You know, I can't access, you know, Veterans Today or whatever his organization is. But it was very odd after he came out and he said, you know, we tracked Donald Trump, you know, back, and we've got, you know, a fairly extensive international intelligence network, you know, with Veterans Today, and he said the closest we've been figured out is that the only reason Kushner is there because the Kushner family bought him out of his last bankruptcy. And let me see, what are the Kushners? Are they of some persuasion, possibly?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you go with that, Murr. Yeah, I won't take
too
long.
Okay,
you know,
thanks, Alan. Thanks.
You just brought up something, and I saw the same guy that used to be on television as Gordon Duff, and I saw him again, and it was the exact same guy as Richard Silverstein. So
he's never on Rents anymore. And Alan, got to tell you, I think he knew too much about Rents's accident.
When he came out with that about Donald Trump, they look into who Donald Trump was and why Jared Kushner was there, and he said the only thing we can figure out is we've been able to find out that Jared Kushner's family paid Donald Trump, bought him out of his last personal bankruptcy. It was not a corporate bankruptcy, apparently.
Right.
It was a personal bankruptcy, and they bought him out. That's why Jared Kushner was always over his shoulder and had these unelected positions like Mandel House did over Wilson.
Yeah, well, you know, Jared Kushner there, he's not wealthy either. They just all know how to play the game. That 666, right?
They're of the right
Avenue.
Tribe. Yeah, they're
right.
Of the right tribe. Yeah.
They were, he forced Qatar, you know, the country of Qatar, to give him however many billions to pay for 666 and threatened them that if they didn't, they would dig a canal to bypass Qatar altogether.
No, anyway, Murr, I won't take too much of your time. Thank you for your show.
Thank you for calling.
I just had to call in on that Gordon Duff thing because that just, it kind of flipped me out when I saw him as Richard Silverstein. I'm like, oh my God, you know, damn near everyone is a Jew. But anyway, thanks, Murr. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the bit with Rents when he was almost killed, Duff knew entirely too much about it. But afterward, he was inspired by Rents, and he lost a lot of weight, and you know, because Rents, when he's in the hospital, and they were hauling him off to get brain surgery, right? And the spirit or something told him, get out of here, you know, woke him up, and he got out of there and went home. And he healed, you know, but they all but killed him. But Duff was describing the truck and all this other stuff, and I just wondered how he knew so much. And we have another caller, Damien in Florida on line three. Hi, Damien.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are.
Murr, I listen to this network all the time, and you always call in to almost everybody's show.
Yeah, they had to get me one so I'd shut up, right?
I don't know about that, but I know that sometimes it's like, oh, Mer, we got to get you off. Anyway, I listened to your other show the other night, your late night show. I was like,
Oh, well, okay. They were the one with Dr. Day. Yeah, the board up there, producer Frank replayed them. And they were played on when they were down for Thanksgiving. But those were the two latest episodes with Dr. Day that I had, July 16th and August 20th. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just say this. I know you call into this network all the time. some people agree with you. Some people don't.
Well, hey, I like it when they don't.
But it's just Mer.
You gotta speak from your heart. You know, I mean, that's why this is yours truly, Mer.
In my little
description there, I'm gonna say it how I see it. If you go back and listen to those 1 hour promo shows that started last November, you'll hear about X-Lax Hicks. Right, Alex Jones, and some good stuff there. Leo Frank, yeah. Yep.
No, I just want to say you're doing a good job. You're doing what you can do.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying it. I get a little nervous when it first starts, but I love it. And you know, I pray on it that I can be understood. And
that's what you could do.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I can do. That's right.
I wish you all the best of luck. I always listen. I don't
Thank
call
you.
It, but I always listen.
Thank you so much, Damien.
No, don't worry about it. Everything's okay. God is with you. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, he's with us all. Don't shut him out. Invite him in. Because guess what? The devil doesn't have to have an invite. He just comes on in, so.
Well, he's going to try, right? He's going to try.
That's right. Yep.
But it's not going to work.
Nope.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoy these Sundays.
You have a good voice.
Thank you.
You're gonna make your voice known.
No, I don't. Somebody was telling me that he has friends in South Africa that listen to me. That was a little bit scary.
No, you ever taken a look at John Moore's thing? Because it's actually on this network. There's actually 200,000 plus people listen to this network.
Wow!
All around the world.
I hadn't heard that. That's good.
There's 200,000 people listen to this network.
That's great.
So your voice is very powerful.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it helps.
Something.
That's right. If it helps one person, I'll be thankful.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know where you're at. I'm in Florida, so I'm in t-shirt and shorts.
Oh, don't start that. It's 35 here. It was 33, and we have about 2.5 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love snow.
84 degrees.
Yeah. Well.
Sunny skies.
That's nice.
I love you. I love you too.
Enjoy the good weather. And call back again sometime.
I will.
Okay. And we have next Sherry in Kansas on line 5. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, I was listening to a recording I made of Sally Accordi's show back in, I think it was her second show when she started interviewing Ingrid, I think the one Saturday in the month or something. And she made this statement that really I had never considered. She was talking, and it gets to do with child trafficking, because that's what she related it to, all these children disappearing. She said the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, they had in there that they could just disappear somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, maybe that's why they're not working very hard to find out where all these children are going.
Well, they're part of it. They're a big part of it. The more I learn here with Jesse Sobodar and others, that the military is a large part of this. Because children, you know, from the ages of like 4 to 10, that's when they're building their foundation. And they build those foundations, believe me. They use those children. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sad state of affairs, but it needs to be exposed. Evil must be exposed.
Yeah. That stuff you were talking about on Tesla, I'm actually glad that he didn't have his wireless energy and, you know, that dome and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Just because we really don't need all the wireless EMF we've got in the atmosphere. And there's so many things that they don't test adequately. I was trying to remember the details of something I had read or heard. I don't know if I'd heard it in a something by Jeffrey Smith on GMOs or if I'd read it in Acres USA, but there was this soil, I'm not sure if it's a bacteria or a fungus, that they were trying to genetically modify for something in the soil. I think it was maybe to help the, with the, you know how they do this no-till farming nowadays? And it was supposed to help, I believe, the crops break down faster, the stubble and stuff. And if it wasn't for this one researcher who and they were getting ready to approve this stuff and put it out there, and he came back from the weekend on this. You know, he was testing this stuff for make sure that seeds would grow in it after they had used it on the soil. And it killed all his seeds that had germinated. And they were getting ready to approve this stuff. And that could have just killed all the plant life if they put this stuff on the soil.
It's demonic. Know? It's demonic, Sherry.
Yeah, and, you know, and I've read some of Mae Wu Ho's stuff. I believe that's the correct name. She's a real famous genetic scientist working on these GMO stuff. And, you know, she had a lot of reservation about this stuff. And,
yeah.
But that's, you know, these people are insane. So, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they really don't deserve to have the knowledge because they can't use it properly.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had, Mar. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a mess. The I was looking for the thing about this fungi in the citric acid. Where I put that? It's something I learned on Ingrid's show. Oops. Oh, we have a little break. We'll be back in a few.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Sie fliegen vorbei, die nächtlichen Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen. Mit Pulver und Blei, die Gedanken sind frei.
Oh, I like that song. Die Gedanken sind frei. Thoughts are free. And then we learned that there's not always ones you want, though. So I came across something else here I wanted to read, and maybe sometime Tom Rogers will come on the show with me. This is lifesave.org memorytransfer.htm, and I put it in the chat room. And this is what he wrote. So in the glass and on the plate is man and woman, the family and its precious child. As devils laugh with simple grease and stolen blood, they trick us all and make us all defiled. That's 1994 T.L. Rogers, published in Western Wheatgrass Journal, Salt Lake City, Utah, March 1995. Life Save. But the whole article for that is so good. Ingrid had sent that to me. And Tom, I would like you to come on my show at some point when we get to it, if you can, because I very much am along those same veins. And anything processed, it's not safe. Like, say, Doritos, and they're extra crunchy. Well, I heard someone saying, well, they probably have powder from bugs. Yeah, well, we know they have fetal. Okay. Frito-Lay puts fetal parts in their stuff. Okay. So they want us to be kind of used to going from whatever meat to human meat. And human meat has been found in trucks on its way to fast food restaurants. Here is this kind of fun thing that Dr. Pastor, what's his name? Wickstrom, I think, and his friend did a thing. The friend pretended to be a rabbi, and they were talking about how the children's meat is, harvested and taken and sold to us in the fast food restaurants. Well, it's actually not a lie, but a lot of people believed it. I thought it was true for a long time, but it was a joke that they did. But they admitted, too, that it's probably true because, like I said, it is found. And so you have long pig in those slaughterhouses, huh? Well, it's nothing new for, like in China. You can find pictures of dead little girls sitting in a pot on a waiting to be sold for food. And that's, of course, what they tried to drive the people in the Holodomor, too. They weren't hungry until they were eating their own children. As if there's a stopping point for their evil. Not if they can help it, there isn't. Except they get caught up in it themselves. And there's no coming out of it. So, and I'm looking through different things here. But like I said about child trafficking, there's just so much. And I started to say about Oliver Stone, whose real name is Oliver Silverstein. And he's been seen filming these events, Jesse Spodar noted. And if you think about it, the things he's noted for, like JFK, the movie, there's nothing about the Israel or Jews or all their participation in that. And, this is why I don't like movies at all anymore, because all this subliminal stuff gets into your head and you think, you don't think about God enough. And so you make all these other, whoever stands out as being a sort of hero or artist or whatever, into your God and, a graven image or whatever. But so he proclaims to be a Buddhist, and of course he's a Jew, and I've said this on here before, and his son, Sean, claims to be a Muslim, and that he, with his buzzsaw, filmed Field McConnell when he was out there, asked him to come out there and filmed him, but he never released it. And as I said at the time, Field McConnell was also researching into JonBenet Ramsey, talk about child trafficking. So we'll have some more disparaging things to say. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's 3:33. Time to have some more information here. And it's interesting because there's two articles here from LifeSite News, and I put them in the Chatango. And the one is, the rise of porn-made pedophiles, in quotes, should be considered a global emergency. And this is part of the weaponry in this country. And if we are going to halt the rise of sexual violence in our culture, we're going to have to find a way to deal with the problem of pervasive and compulsive porn consumption. Scarcely a week goes by without more stomach-churning evidence for this fact. And yet, despite that, most people seem determined to conclude that there is not much that can be done. A recent report in Unheard by the feminist intellectual and journalist Julie Bendel, titled "How Porn Breeds Pedophiles," highlights this fact once again, and from Bendel. So you can see, you know, I think a lot of these that go off into being homosexual, whether it's female or male, and it's been proven that from trauma in childhood where they've been abused. So this is part of the child trafficking thing too. Mainstream freely available porn gives men permission to go that step further, says Michael Sheath. It's what normalizes the sexual abuse of children. Sheath, an expert in child protection, can rattle off the titles of mainstream pornography as well as any habitual user. These are real videos found on mainstream sites, and all are legal. But this legal stuff, accessed mainly by men who are surfing Pornhub or whatever site, can be a gateway to the illegal content in which real children are horrifically abused by adults, says Sheath. You can have child abuse images without child abuse having taken place. The scale of the problem is shocking. According to a major study released a couple of months ago, 1 in 10 men have carried out 1 in 10. Wow. Carried out sex offenses against children, either online or offline. And it is a problem that Sheath is determined to shine a light on, having dedicated the best part of his career to raising awareness about the link between freely available and mainstream pornography and illegal child abuse imagery. You know, in 2012, and it was interesting because one of the postcards that I had sent to Trump before he went to meet with Putin in Finland was from his Twitter account, and it's been saved a few different places, seems that's long gone, was and I have it in front of me, but I do make photocopies when I had sent them, that we have to catch these perverts and quick trial and death penalty, to kind of paraphrase. But also in 2012, around that time, is when a big box store, quote unquote, in Canada was busted. And this was I read about this. It was a big place with all these computers generating all this snuff films and all this other horrible stuff. And, you know, so that's one reason they're after him. Sure, we all say he's like all the rest of them and everything else. And there's something to that. I mean, none are righteous. No, not one. But he did go after that. And I'll say we were energy independent, you know, energy efficient, even exporting energy. We weren't even taking energy in. We were exporting during his time. And he didn't start any new wars. So those are commendable aspects, except if you're the ones that are running things and don't want that kind of commendable behavior. So the other article at LifeSite News was Russia's Supreme Court bans LGBT movement as extremist in major ruling. Excuse me. You can see how there again, it's moral morality. This country just lost its moral compass and doesn't want to find it back either. They just keep consuming all the media. Where if you would go on a diet of that stuff, a fast, you would feel so much better. You get your mind back, you know, and pray for help on that. The highest court of the Russian government has officially declared the international LGBT social movement as extremist, banning its activities. During a hearing on November 30, the Supreme Court of Russia approved a petition made by the Ministry of Justice earlier in the month to consider the movement one of extremism and therefore prohibit its formal actions from taking place in the nation. And I put that in the chat so you can read some more of it, but I'd like to get to Kathleen in Texas on the phones, please. Hi,
hey,
Kathleen.
Mer.
Hey.
I love your show. I never miss it. And I wanted to thank you for having such a wonderful memorial to Dr. Lorraine Day on that weekend of the Thanksgiving when everything was a repeat, and you made sure to get the two shows that you had of her. It was great. And then Frank was nice enough to put it on for last night at 9 p.m.
Did you ask him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wondered because I had put in Skype, but he was already gone.
Yeah.
And Sam told me he leaves right at 9, but I asked, I said, did Kathleen ask for this?
Sam and Frank are wonderful. They always, I feel like they're both Santa Claus when I ask if I can have a repeat of something. But that was so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And also, I would love it if you could, I'm going to hang up, but about the citric acid. I don't know if you've ever tried Calm Magnesium.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, it's really great. But anyway, it has citric acid in it, but it doesn't. The magnesium and the citric acid and the magnesium is oxide. Well, the body uses magnesium citrate easily. So when you put warm water in it, it turns into magnesium citrate. But I want to find out what is... I know that Ingrid said that in the... what's that? Weston A. Price Summer Journal, that's where the article is. And I would really like to find out more about that. So if you do find out, please let us know.
Oh, yeah, about the citric acid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so startling how they use things that we're sure must be safe by the way they're worded, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And they're exactly opposite. Yeah.
Yes, well, I really want to find out because that COM magnesium is my mainstay. So
yeah.
Thank you very much for...
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. It's in my vitamin C, too, and I keep thinking, well, I'm just going to throw them out, but I keep taking them, so I guess...
Well, there's a natural vitamin C powder. I'll get the name and everything, and do you want me to give my phone number to... I'll just give you my phone number.
Oh, I don't want you to give that over there. You probably shouldn't give that over.
No. There's no problem. Okay, it's 682-936... 2297, and
okay.
We have a place called Sunflower Shop here in Fort Worth, I'm in the Fort Worth, the Dallas Metroplex, but anyway, they have that shop has a wonderful real vitamin C. It's based on berries instead of the whole corn thing, which is terrible.
Yeah.
And so I'll get the name of it for you, but it's in a powder, and it's all from berries, and fabulous for vitamin C.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know what was the one? In the malls, the health food stores, they had the lozenges 500 milligram, and they had acerola cherry and green pepper, stuff like that in them. And,
oh, that's
great. My children were growing up, and all the children around, I had, 35 millimeter camera at the time, and the film canisters for that were the exact diameter that I could put a whole stack of them in there and then give them out to the children.
That is fantastic that you had that access, because it was just the last few years that I found out that vitamin C coming from corn is most probably GMO, and it's not natural. So anyway, well, all right. Thank you for everything, Murr. I love the show, and Sam does a great job of the music and everything. Okay,
wonderful
take care.
Job. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you.
Bye.
So we have another call, Tom in Utah on line 3. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Murr. Thank you for honoring me with reading my prose. That's kind of sweet. I never anticipated that.
Well, the whole article is just wonderful. We could make a whole show on that.
Yeah, that was a shocker for me to hear my own stuff coming out of you. But anyway, I just wondered if you had any more news on Lorraine.
She has passed, you know.
Yeah,
you didn't
know.
She passed on November 10th. They posted it after the fact, just like they put up, November 2nd, the first alert that she lost consciousness and was near death and was in and out of consciousness. And, of course, then people question, was this, natural end of life, or was she being targeted? And would surprise me a bit if she had been.
Well, give me a holler tomorrow, and I should have news from the Circle of Friends. I don't know if you know that Lorraine, in 1993... when the tumor was developing on her breast, she, in a panic, had me come and stay with her down at, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And she, I hate to say this, she was arrogant, agnostic, and a pain in the behind.
Yeah, she's very determined. She'd grown a hard coating and armor, I think, because her life had been threatened many times, and she operated around the clock when they were having their gang wars in San Francisco, and no thanks for that, really, but she's sewing people up and pouring blood in them and blood's pouring out of them. And, you know, so, but I liked her ideas, the way she had studied and read the Bible and conclusions she had come to. I really appreciated her viewpoint, you know. It points to a loving God.
In a way, I feel like I created a monster. See, I had to go up to Petaluma, where the Coast Guard Marine Biology Station is. We would do pathology on the marine life, the fish, marine animals. Uh-huh. And then I was required to give report throughout the California Department of Health system, which included, you know, University of California, San Francisco. So Lorraine had been to several of my briefings before. And, of course, I'd made a change in 91, you know, which took me out of my terminal cancer and gave me life. I was supposed to have been dead within 9 months of 1993 June, or 1991 June. But I made it through because I reviewed my own science, my own experience in pathology, both veterinary, human, and pediatric, as well as geriatric. And I realized I knew what I should have known, but I ignored it like everybody else does. And I shared some of that with Lorraine and the group there at the University of California, San Francisco, and they always thought I was cuckoo. Mm-hmm. But then when that tumor developed on Lorraine's breast, in a panic, she contacted me and asked me for readjustment of thought, which uh-huh. I also included spiritual aspects, because, see, I was raised in a very spiritual family. So when I came to this epiphany, or this readjustment of thought on what I put in my mouth, I had to make sure it was in agreement with God. Mm-hmm. And I will just tell you, there's two entities that I really love and respect. Number one, God, he never lies. And number two, the microscope, it also never lies. And they support each other. That's what's bizarre. But anyway,
yeah.
I am trying to find out more background on Lorraine. I was in contact with, I think you know Ann Tracy, Dr. Ann Tracy.
Yeah.
She wrote the book Prozac, Panacea, Pandora. She and I were both very good friends with Lorraine,
uh-huh.
and along with, so Anne is trying to find out more details about what happened truly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's very curious, you know, I mean, Lord knows when our number's up, and, you know, and you know, it's kind of, well, like I heard you mention something about one of your mentors the other day, and I'm not sure what the whole context there was, but it's good to remember who helped us get where we are. But it's most important to stay in touch with God all the time, Jesus Christ. I don't know if Mormons believe in Jesus Christ or not. Do they, Tom?
Are you kidding me? It's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right. So I guess it varies with the people, right? Not because there's child trafficking there, and some that have come out of there. And I could post a video of a woman talking about her experiences as a child and to kill another child right in front of these other children. And it's just, you know, all this negativity feeds the devil, though. Feeds negative emotion, and that's just what we have so much of, you know, that we've got to find the balance and swing back to loving God, believing God. And you know, like I said with Lorraine Day, I really liked her perspective. You know, you could tell a lot of the things. The New Testament is spiritual, and there's so much symbolism in Revelation, and there really is no lake of fire. What it is we're reaping what we've sown, and all of this stuff has to come through our body. We experience, you know, what we've done to others. And
remember that the disciples complained with Christ when he was using metaphors, similes, and parables.
Well, they wanted to know the real deal, right, which he did share with them, right?
Yeah, he gave it to them in a parable so they would understand it if they had the Spirit.
Well, see, they were getting, he was doing that in amongst the, you know, large groups of people. And then later with the disciples alone, they would ask him, like you said, I don't know, they complained so much, but, you know, they wanted to know, well, what does this really mean? And so he would tell them. Yeah.
Yeah, see, when you know the truth requires change or responsibility. And if you're not willing to make that change, that truth actually condemns you. So out of mercy, the Lord gave it to them in a story form so that when they were ready for the truth, then it would be there for them. But if they were not ready, they may need more time, more experience.
And it's, you know, that way with each one of us, you know?
Yeah, kind of like me. The first 50 years of my life, I was locked into the standard American model. I was, you know, a party to the program. And then when I laid as a cadaver momentarily on that table, and I reexamined my experience in pathology, I said, of all people, it should never be on this steel table. It should be the pathologist.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what's wrong with me? And then when I realized I needed to turn my life around 180 degrees, then I was forced to start reviewing the scriptures, and I said, there it is. It's hidden in plain sight.
Yep. Yeah, it's there for us, and that's why we need to reread and reread. You know, some people say, like, you pick the, like, say you read through John, and you should read the first seven chapters for 30 days, the same chapter, you know, and then move to the next seven and read them for 30 days. And your mind can then handle it, you know, because it's a different type of word salad in some ways, for one thing. And once you learn about something, you're more apt to keep picking up on it. You know, I sort of said something like that to Michael Gatti, how he's telling us from this really deep, you know, history from the National Archives and other places, these hard copies that he has just been studying, and it proves that, you know, men are men. Doesn't matter what time period it is, they're going to have the same problems, you know, and the same desires and lusts. And so when you hear about some of them in one incident, and then you hear about them, how it relates to something else at a different time, it just fills out the whole picture, you know, as if you were watching a movie or something, but even better reading, because, you know, your mind can make that movie out of the words better than any movie, actually.
What's really interesting is to see how we can have the truth in our face but never see it until we're in a crisis, and then we're asking for an understanding.
And, yeah.
Thankfully, that happened to me in June of 1991. I was 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from being 50, and I was on that steel table, anaphylactic, you know, that's no heartbeat, no breath, and I'm asking the Spirit, why am I here? And I just teasingly say, you know, this is kind of my little interpretation. The Spirit said, you already know, dummy.
Right.
Actually, my name is Thomas, right? So I think they said,
Downing
they
Thomas.
Said Thomas, but I thought they said dummy. And in that moment, I had to apologize not only to my Creator, but to my own body.
Yeah.
Know ye not that your body is a temple of God?
Right. To
and
his creation.
I have been defiling my body. And I didn't. Yeah. I did not really realize it. But I then realized it, and I made that change. And within a year and a half, I was a shocker to the people at the medical facility because I was still alive and breathing.
Yeah.
And on my way back. And as soon as I start to open my mouth and turn against my own profession, they turn you into a persona non grata.
Right.
In fact, I even talked to Lorraine about that. I said, be careful, because when you start speaking the truth, you're no longer contributing to the, the business model.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it shows you how mammon, you can't serve God and mammon, and that is what's ruling. And in Revelation 18:23, there it says, you will be ruled by merchants and sorcerers are pharmakia, pharmacists, and so it is, right? Yeah,
that's right.
But we don't have to be. You can turn your back on all that they offer, and it's starting with the media. All of the media, just refuse it. I got angry with the Christian Information Radio because they're just plain out lying and following the lies of Israel. What they were doing to Palestine. If Palestinians are to blame, how come they can't have anything on the airwaves? Why do they shut everything off so they can't speak? And they can't call for help if they happen to have a phone and they're in the rubble. You know? They're destroying them. They want to clear them out of that land. And this has always been the goal. But now they're really jumping on it. And I think it has something to do with this, Jesse Sobodar had said, and it's probably true. I mean, we know that it's out of Britain, the crown, you know, with the London Bank and everything. But who's handling that? Well, it was the Vatican, the Babylonian system, and they were bankrupted last year. And so now we're under the Leviathan Sanhedrin money aspect. And I think that's one reason they're stepping up their modus operandi.
Well, we are so fixated with blood and death.
Yeah. And sex. Don't forget sex. Got to have that. Sex magic, the devil likes that stuff. Destroy the innocence of the children, you know, and program them to do what you want them to do. And there's just so many in this Luciferian brotherhood, families, bloodlines through time. And it's just barely starting to come now to the forefront. So TimothyCharlesHolmseth.com, on that website, there's a lot of things being revealed. I mean, Flynn isn't who we think he is. You know, there's just so many that are built up to be something they aren't. And so thank you, Tom, and thank you, listeners. Really enjoyed this, and I'll see you next week. And posiba, do svidaniya.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.